I Follow You by Peter James, read by Justin Avoth. 1. Friday, 7th December. Timing is everything. Marcus Valentine lived by those words. They were his mantra. He was always scrupulously punctual and equally punctilious in all that he did, starting with his attire. It was important to him to be appropriately dressed for every occasion, with each item of his clothing immaculately clean and pressed, whether the business suits he wore to work, his golfing kit, or the cardigan, polo shirts, and chinos he favoured when at home. With his greying hair groomed immaculately, straight but prominent nose and piercing grey eyes, his perfect upright posture making his corpulent figure look closer to 6 foot than he actually was, he had the demeanour at times of a bird of prey, studying everything and everyone a little too sharply. Legions of his patients adored him, although a few of the hospital staff found him a tad arrogant. But they put up with it because he was good. In truth, more than just good. Brilliant. Regardless of his particular field of expertise, he was the consultant many medics in the hospital would go to as first port of call for advice on any issue with a patient that concerned them. In his mid-40s, he was at the top of his game. He had to admit he lapped up the attention. But he'd worked hard to get there, sacrificing much of his social and family life for years. So, now was the time to enjoy it. Today, though, had started badly. He was late. So late. He'd overslept. He knew it shouldn't stress him out, but it did. He glanced at his watch, then at the car clock, checking their times. Late. So late. All his timings for the day now out of sync. His wife Claire had told him mockingly more than once that the words, "timing is everything," would be carved on his gravestone. Marcus knew he was a little obsessive, but to him, timing was a matter of life and death. It was crucial in his profession, in the calculation of due dates of the babies of expectant mothers, and equally so during those critical moments of delivery. It mattered in pretty much every aspect of his life, of everyone's life. Claire's job as an executive coach was much more flexible, and she worked it around her schedule, something he could never do. He always wanted to be early for a train, a flight, even for his golf. He'd be at a concert for doors opening and at the cinema for the trailers, whereas Claire constantly drove him nuts by leaving everything to the very last minute. But then again, she'd arrived into this world 3 weeks overdue, so maybe that had something to do with it. And this morning, at 8:40 a.m., squinting against the low, bright sun and reaching out with his left hand for his Ray-Bans, speeding in the rush-hour traffic along Victoria Avenue on his daily commute to the Jersey General Hospital, timing was about to matter more than he could have imagined. As he pulled on his glasses, he didn't know it, but the next 60 seconds were about to change his life. Forever. Well, 47 seconds, actually, if he had checked. Two. Friday, 7th December. Timing wasn't happening. Georgia McLean's sports watch had frozen. The lights at the pedestrian crossing she took most mornings over the busy road to the seafront were red, against her, as they usually were. But for some moments, she was fixated on her watch. She'd been running, fast, on course for a personal best, and then the damned watch crashed. No, don't do this to me. These lights were the slowest in the world. It took forever to change. They messed up her times for her run when she missed them, forcing her to wait, jogging on the spot to keep warm in the freezing early morning air with traffic streaming past too fast to risk a dash between the vehicles, almost all of them way exceeding the speed limit. She stared at her fancy new running watch, silently pleading with it. The all-singing, all-dancing, top-of-the-range model that seemed to do everything but tell the time, and which wasn't doing any of those other things either. Right now it was a useless, big, shiny, red-and-black bracelet on her wrist. All she'd wanted was something to replace her trusted old sports watch that had died. Something that had a heart rate function and GPS, that would connect her to the app Runmaster. The salesman in the sports shop had